V7COJ, anybody monitoring? Just not, just QRM.
Just the usual.
Oh, these rocks. Rocks in the box. Hello, James. Good evening. Or good afternoon, whatever it is. I think it's evening now, yes.
Yeah, I think the definition of evening is after 6 o'clock p.m., so... Yeah, there is somebody monitoring. I was a few feet away from the radio, made that meters, because I was on a different transceiver using upper sideband, the 225 net, which is 7 o'clock on Thursdays on 144.225, which if you dialed that frequency up on an FM radio, it would sound like Donald Duck, you know, wah, 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 wah. I wouldn't demodulate a sideband signal, but you could tell that there were signals there, and that's what I was just doing. But wrapping the net up, because it's getting to the bottom of the hour.
Well, that's interesting, James. Yeah, 2 meters sideband. I'd love to try that out. But I don't think... I have an antenna that would do that. Just got my dipole here. I can do all kinds of HF, 2 meters, 40, 17, 20, sorry, not 2 meters, 20, 40, 17, what else? Anyway, yeah, but I don't do 2 meters sideband.
Well, antenna... You'd use the same antenna as you're using for FM. That doesn't make any difference. The mode is different, but the antenna would give the same results. And a good test of your system, too, because, of course, sideband is simplex, you know, one-on-one. No such thing as a sideband repeater. Yeah, it's pretty much the same as talking FM simplex, except completely different mode. Yes. Like, what other modes are there? Amateur television. There did used to be a TV station, an amateur TV station run by Bill VE7CIM. But anyway, yeah, bottom of the hour. Don't forget, top of the hour, there's a couple of nets. A Saskatchewan net with usually Doris VE5DJQ on the SFU. Nope, make that UBC repeater, 14527. And on 14515, it's in both places. And then the discussion net, slant tech net, on the Burnaby repeater, 535, also at the same time, same time slot. So those are the events that are coming up, so we shall see.
Yeah, but you still haven't answered my question. Do I have an antenna that will do 2 meter sideband? I don't think I do. I wish that idiot was jamming away. Oh, my God. He's got so much effort, he could almost do, like, CW with that. D-D-D-D. Don't you think, James? You're very good at CW.
Yeah. The noise.
I think the jammer would be a good CW operator.
Yeah, Morse code. The antenna makes no difference what you're using for an antenna. If it's a 2 meter antenna, it doesn't matter. If it's sideband or FM, you just use the same antenna for sideband that you do for FM. That doesn't make any difference. So long as it's an antenna that's matched and doesn't have too much reflected power or a good SWR, you'd be fine. Just use the same antenna that you got. If you happen to come across a transceiver that is sideband capable, yeah, 2 meter single sideband. We actually do 2 meter AM also. Good old-fashioned amplitude modulation. That's the carrier and both upper and lower sidebands all combined into one signal.
Ah, okay. Now I'm even more confused. So you mean my copper J-pole will work? No, it won't do sideband.
Why wouldn't it? If it works for FM, why wouldn't it not work for sideband? It's a 2 meter antenna, so it'd do the same thing.
Okay. Well, I guess I'll have to try it then. The next 2 meter sideband net. I'll test it. See if it works.
Oh yeah, there's several sideband nets throughout the city. I thought I heard somebody else. I'm in duplex mode on this repeater, like talking on a telephone, so I can hear the repeater's output.
Right, I heard somebody else as well, James. Yeah. No call sign, just a voice.
Yeah, you can talk while I'm talking.
I know, that's what I'm doing.
Oh, yeah, you are. Oh yeah, feel free.
Because I know that you can hear me at the same time, which is really interesting. I like it.
So now we keep a tetrodyne with two signals on the output.
Right. That sounds like LEE. I'm pretty good at voice recognition, I think.
Oh, somebody.
Yes, so what I'm really saying, point of clarification, is that marketing, they like you to buy a new antenna. It's the signal being fed into the antenna, which is electrical, maybe magnetic. It doesn't matter what type of emission. But when color TVs came out, everyone had a black and white TV antenna, and you had to upgrade to color for color television, even though it made no difference. The same thing came out with analog cell phone and digital. Your voice was still being transmitted, and the audio coming out of your speaker and going into your microphone was still the same. It's just the type of transmission is different, but they wanted everyone to upgrade. And so basically, yes, so that's why it makes no difference if FM or single sideband. Well, there's a slight difference is when you're running 1,000 watts of maximum power limit on the antenna and you have a carrier as opposed to single sideband, because single sideband is only transmitted at full power during high modulations, and it varies up and down the signal strength. But with FM, you got a steady carrier, so it could make a difference before the antenna melts, the EMLT.
Marketing. How to make more money, make people think that you need a color antenna instead of a black and white antenna. Like, it's going to make the slightest bit of difference between the two. Yeah. There was somebody on the sideband net there, the 225 net, that mentioned you, if you know who VE7 Romeo Fox Papa is. He said he lived right in your neighborhood. He could work you with a dummy load or 100 milliwatts.
Yes, he's maybe half a block away from me, across the street or so, maybe the equivalent. 8 houses, 10 houses away.
Well, there you go. Stone's throw, so to speak. Yeah, we did the sideband net there, upper sideband on 144.225. Just wrapped it up a little while ago and had a grand total of 5 check-ins. Not exactly a big dog pile and a record-breaking number, but at least we got a few voices in there. And I sent some Morse code too, so yep, that's the scoop on that one. Let's see. I guess we got a TechNet slant discussion net coming up on the Burnaby repeater. I will be tuned into that. And, oh, those APRS bursts or bursts of digital data or whatever it was seem to have ceased. That's a relief.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? It seems like as soon as I challenged it, it backed off, which is rare because when I tried that before, it just continued on and actually multiplied the effort. So, well, hey, I better be quiet because it might come back.
Well, it could be an AI robot having fun. You never know. Wants to trample on humans. You never know what's out there. That's the scoop on that one. So what else is new in the zoo? Nothing too earth-shattering. I checked into the Chaos Net this afternoon and various other places, so keeping the frequencies busy. Frequently on the frequency.
Chaos. Did I check into that? I think I did. Oh, actually, no. I think I was at the bar, which I was. I went down there to watch a baseball game, and then it turned out there was some soccer games, and then there was a couple of guys that I knew, and then before you knew it, beers were flowing.
Ooh, in the bar. Beer drinkers and hellraisers. Yeah. They were going through so much beer on Granville Mall there that they had to make an emergency order for 300 more kegs. So obviously the pubs and the drinking establishments down there were doing a rip-roaring business.